A man was busted for taking a fish on a walk.
Hi.
That sounds kind of strange.
Yeah.
In Spain, a man infects. Man infects 22 people with COVID.
Wow.
I guess they're going to throw him away and lock up the key.
Something
of that nature. COVID on Everest.
Wow. It's up on the mountain.
Mm-hmm. And then we had the Oscars last night.
Yeah.
Critics are ripping it. Nobody's seen any of the films. But we have a list of winners for you. Also, a man dates 35 women at the same time.
Wow, that sounds exhausting.
From iNet Radio, it's the Mickey Golden Program. Starring Mickey Golden. Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you very much.
The Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, y'all. Wow, man, always good to be here representing the Octogajarians. Dr. Fauci with medical advice.
Wear a mask, get the vaccine.
Former President Bill Clinton.
Suey, baby, it's all good.
A boy named Sue, our engineer.
Girl.
And now here's Mickey Golden. All right, not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Underway on a Monday, April 26, 2021. In the news, everybody's kind of yapping about the Oscars last night. So Hollywood patted itself on the back.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of folks haven't even seen any of these films because, you know, COVID.
COVID. Yeah. Can't go to the theaters.
Yeah, but they did have them last night on ABC. And they were trying to do it differently.
How different?
And they just said differently. But we had, let's see, best screenplay was Promising Young Woman.
Yeah.
Best supporting actor, Daniel Kaluuya, if I'm actually saying this guy's name right, because I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah.
But that was for Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yeah, they say that's a good film.
Yeah, but nobody's seen it. I think you can stream them.
Yeah,
but they're saying many people are not familiar with them, so this is one of the reasons the audience was so small last night.
Yeah.
Best Supporting Actress, Yoon-Yoo Jung for Minari.
Yeah.
Best Picture was Nomadland. Best Director, Chloe Zhao from Nomadland.
Nomadland.
I think Chloe's the second woman to win an Oscar in the director category.
Yeah. And I think Chloe might be African-American. I'm not sure, but I heard something like that.
So congrats to her. Best Actress was Frances McDormand from Nomadland. Did she do an animal noise when she was accepting?
Yeah.
I think I heard something like that. Like a goat.
Bah!
And then we had the best actor, Anthony Hopkins, for The Father.
Yeah.
So the one that seemed to really clean up last night was Nomadland.
Yep.
And now today you look at the newspapers and the critics are just ripping the whole thing and ripping the actors and actresses for whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently there wasn't a lot of humor. It was super serious.
In these serious times.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio, Monday, April 26, 2021. Time for the history lesson.
Yeah.
It happened today, 1865. Union cavalry troops cornered and shot dead John Wilkes Booth, President Lincoln's assassin. It happened in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
1964, the Boston Celtics wrapped up an unprecedented 6th consecutive NBA championship.
Wow.
Celtics still had 2 more crowns to win before the string would come to an end.
Yeah. Then there was another string in the Bird era in the 80s when they were always going at it with the Lakers.
Yeah. Big rivalry there. State in 1989 at New York City's Four Seasons restaurant. Wine merchant William Sokolin accidentally bumped a table with a bottle of wine on it and broke the bottle of wine.
Oh, damn it. Uh-oh.
It wasn't just any bottle of wine. It was a bottle of 1787 Chateau Margaux, which once belonged to Thomas Jefferson.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's not good.
It was valued at $519,000 and change.
Uh-oh.
I certainly hope they had insurance on that. This date in 1993, Conan O'Brien, named to succeed David Letterman as host of NBC's late night program.
Go, Coco!
State in 1996, a four-day New York auction of possessions of Jackie Kennedy Onassis brought in $34.5 million.
I guess those were all the things the kids didn't want.
Well, $34.5 million. This date in 2003, the Russian Space Agency announced that stamp collectors could have their letter posted to them from space.
Yeah, new revenue stream.
Yeah, cost, if you want to have that happen, would be $20,000. I don't know if the Russian Space Agency had many takers on that. And then this date in 2018, Bill Cosby was found guilty of sexual assault in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. He now resides in the clink.
Yeah, another legend falling. That was amazing. You know, there had to be something psychologically wrong with the guy.
I would think so.
Yeah, man, that's just crazy things he'd do. You know, I would forwardly just say, hey, baby, you want something? They'd go, no.
Yeah, he was drugging them and then assaulting them. Here's a guy who was really good looking in the day, and he could have anybody. But instead, he liked this drug him and jump him thing.
Yep.
So now he's paying for it. Thank you, Gordon. Program for MyNet Radio. A number for the day. 1635. And 1635 is the year that America's oldest school in continuous existence opened its doors.
Yeah.
That is the Boston Latin School. Still there.
Wow. Since 1635.
Yep. That is correct. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio for April 26. Take a look at birthdays today. Mm-hmm. So we got Emily Wickersham from NCIS, 37. Channing Tatum from Magic Mike and Step Up. Channing is 41 today. Jordana Brewster from The Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah. Among one of my favorites.
Yeah, she's 41 today. Pablo Schreiber. Schreiber.
Yeah.
Pablo's from Orange is the New Black and Weeds. Pablo's 43. Tom Welling from Smallville, 44. Melania Trump, former First Lady, 51 years old today.
Still with Donald.
Yeah.
Kevin James from the King of Queens is 56. Jet Li is 58, and Carol Burnett.
Yeah, Carol Burnett Show.
Carol is 88 years old today.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio for Monday. News tidbits out there, some of the headlines you may not have heard about.
Yeah.
Texas woman was charged after she didn't return a video she rented 21 years ago.
Yeah.
We will explain a little later how that happened.
Yep.
In Michigan, some parents got into a fist fight at a flag football game.
Oh, nice. Now watch out for the suburban parents. Yeah, they can be out of control. You know, when I had kids, Mrs. Fauci used to want me to punch the referee all the time. And I said, no, I can't do that. You know?
So it sounds like Mrs. Fauci had some aggression issues.
Yeah.
According to a study, Heavy long-term coffee drinking does not raise the risk of heart attacks for most people.
Yeah, that was commonly believed, you know. And I drink a lot of coffee, you know, in between all the TV shows I'm on.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci. We do have some COVID stuff coming up, so we're going to need you to comment on those things. After 19 years, the berry-flavored Pepsi Blue is coming back.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
That is all. Researchers say indoor air quality on airplanes is very good, but not so good in restaurants.
Wow. That's what they're saying.
A survey asking people what their most hated lawn chore was found that 35% said weeding.
Oh, yeah. I hate the weeding.
No, man, the weeding is no fun.
28% said fighting pests. And 22% said the most annoying part of handling their yard was trying to mow the lawn around all the cars that are up on blocks.
What?
That's the truth. More stuff coming up on the Mickey Gordon program. News Nuggets are next. That's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, Cosmic Louie, Dr. Fauci, Bill Clinton, a boy named Sue.
iNet Radio's Mickey Gordon.
Mickey Gordon program, iNet Radio. Monday. April 26th, already, and the pandemic continues, but hopefully not for long.
Yeah, well, we're going to see, you know, you got to get your vaccine, and then they're going to be bringing back the, what is it, the J&J, which is the one shot, but millions of people have gotten it, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, when you go out and you drive now, or go somewhere, or jump on the highway, the traffic seems to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite part is, you know, you're doing 70 miles an hour, and then here comes somebody like Hill. They're doing 90, you know, weaving in and out.
Yeah.
Kind of a pain in the neck. So we got some COVID stuff, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, I'm ready.
In Spain, a man was trying to take advantage of a rule allowing pet owners to leave their homes so that the pets can relieve themselves. This was a while back when they were in hard lockdown.
Yeah.
So a man was busted for taking his pet fish on a walk in its bowl. Police hit him with a summons.
Yeah.
Or a fine. Also in Spain.
It's always in Spain.
Yeah. Now here's the real COVID thing. In Spain, a 40-year-old man was arrested after he allegedly infected 22 people with COVID.
Oh, man, let me guess. He wasn't wearing a mask.
Nope. Including 3 1-year-olds.
Wow. 3 1-year-olds? Well, you know, hopefully they're okay. You get, you know, the deal is you got to be pretty old. You got to have, you know, if it's going to really kill you. But you never know.
He went to work in the gym despite having symptoms for COVID-19 and bragged about it.
Yeah.
So he infected all those people, and he has been arrested on suspicion of assault.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. News stuff. At least one climber on Mount Everest has tested positive for COVID-19.
Wow. Yeah. I can see that. You know, you got the COVID, you carry it up the mountain.
That's true. Now, this is just weeks after the world's tallest peak reopened to climbers following a year of closure.
Yo.
You know, I don't think you want to wear a mask going up to that altitude.
Yeah, you have the mask on the top of Everest. You're probably going to pass out.
That's what it sounds like. Elizabeth Cocker.
Yeah, Cocker.
The cock woman.
Yeah. Oh, did somebody say cock?
Stop it, Bill. Her name is Elizabeth Cocker.
Yeah.
No, no relation to Joe. She lives in Maryland. She was handed a scratch-off ticket from the Virginia Lottery as a belated gift by her brother days after her birthday last month.
Yeah.
She scratched the ticket off. It was worth $500,000.
Wow.
Man, I love these happy lottery stories, man. I would start buying tickets to the Westchester Billions.
You should. Nothing like grown men going to jail over some kids playing with a ball. That's right. A ball brawl. Can you say that fast?
Ball brawl, ball brawl.
Dr. Fauci?
Ball brawl, ball brawl, ball brawl.
Bill?
What was it? Ball brawl?
Yes, ball brawl. Can you say that fast? Multiple times.
Let's see. Ball brawl, ball brawl, ball brawl.
Professor? You want to give it a shot? Okay. What was it? Ball brawl? Yes, ball brawl, but you got to say it fast and multiple times. Let's see. Ball brawl, ball brawl, ball brawl, ball brawl, ball. Anyhow, they were having a ball brawl.
Yeah. No, there was a brawl at the ball. No, at the ball game.
Yes, a brawl at the ball game. So this brawl broke out at a Niles, Michigan Youth League flag football game recently after a coach cold cocked a dad on the sidelines for looking at him wrong.
Yeah.
The coach was mad at something a call the ref had made and was walking back towards the sidelines after yelling at him.
You mother.
One of the parents looked at him in a way he didn't like, so he hauled off and nailed him. Then a brawl broke out.
A ball brawl, ball brawl, ball.
That is all.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A woman captured on surveillance camera near an unsuspecting couple's wedding gifts is a suspect in more than a dozen wedding thefts since 2017.
Wow.
Really? So she would, go to weddings and rip stuff off?
Yep.
That is correct. Police say 50-year-old Sandra Henson is suspected of wedding thefts in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Alabama.
So she's an interstate thief.
An interstate wedding thief?
Yeah.
That is correct. Video shows her at gift tables and prowling around, looking through purses and wallets.
Yeah.
So she's busted.
Yeah.
In corporate news, Pepsi Blue is returning to shelves this summer.
Yeah.
Pepsi Blue was introduced in 2002, and then 2 years later, I guess it was taken off the shelves.
Yeah.
Features a bright blue color and a very berry taste, they say.
Yeah.
It's going to be back starting May 3rd.
Ooh, whoop-de-doo.
Nobody cares. I don't think so.
No, doubt it.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A piece of copper that was struck by the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia in 1794 and was a prototype for U.S. money has recently been auctioned, $840,000.
Yeah, there you have it.
Go ahead and have that second cup of coffee, or third or fourth.
Really?
Dr. Fauci?
Oh, yeah. You can start drinking more coffee. It's okay. There's a new study that came out that found heavy long-term coffee drinking does not raise the risk of heart disease for most people.
Yeah. But it will cause them to have a seizure if they drink too much.
Perhaps. And that is all on that.
Yeah.
A little study from the music streaming service Spotify has pinpointed the average age of a midlife crisis.
Wow.
The age Spotify says is 42.
Man.
So staff analyzed data and found that users around 42 drop their usual playlists, which usually contain hits from their youth, and they start listening to today's hits.
Today's hits. More of today's hits.
Because they want to be young again and pretend that they're hip to the jive.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the deal. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Oh, yeah. Wacky, stupid news coming up next. That's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Get the apps in the App Store, the Play Store. Just go to inetradio.com and look for Mickey Gordon. Mickey Gordon. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon here with Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, my producer, sidekick.
Thank you very much.
Then we got the Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, wow, man. Bill Clinton.
Suey, baby.
And Dr. Fauci.
Wear a mask. Get your vaccine.
That's the deal. Everybody's working on that. And stupid news today. Texas resident Karen McBride made a questionable decision 21 years ago when she or somebody... decided to spend actual money on renting Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, I remember that one. The kids loved it. Yeah, they do.
That was mistake number one for Karen. Mistake number two was not returning the rental, which resulted in a charge of felony embezzlement of rented property.
Wow.
Turns out she was getting married and went to... town hall to change her name, and then they had on record that this video was missing and that she was guilty of felony embezzlement. She said she has no idea where the tape is, and a former boyfriend must have rented it.
Yeah.
Charges were dropped.
Yeah, probably. It's one of those things.
A Japanese man has been arrested after reportedly dating more than 35 women at the same time.
Wow.
He's being investigated for allegedly defrauding dozens of women by pretending he was serious about each of their relationships and receiving hundreds of dollars worth of gifts from them.
Yeah. Wow, 35 at the same time.
Yeah. He was apparently caught when the women joined forces to create a victims association after discovering his extensive infidelity and reported him to police.
Yeah.
Is that necessarily illegal?
Well, a marriage might be to 35 women, but I don't know if dating 35 women.
Man, 35 women, good God. I mean, I used to hit on a few here and there, but 35.
Yeah.
That's the amazing part of this. I mean, God, how do you stay alive?
Yeah. Make sure you get 80 hours of sleep and a bowl of Wheaties every 24 hours.
Get that energy up for the Heidi, Heidi, Heidi.
It is alleged that he gave each woman a different date for his birthday, ensuring a constant stream of gifts throughout the year. So,
yeah.
I don't know how you would have the energy or the time to do that, but
yeah.
Down on the border, Customs and Border Protection officers recently seized a tractor trailer hauling a commercial shipment of fresh cucumber pickles into Texas.
Yeah.
And they found it was also hiding 114 packages of methamphetamine weighing 217 pounds.
Whoa!
Street net worth, or net worth on the street, $4.3
million. Wow. Talk about a profitable truckload. Yeah. Or not now.
Driver is on his way to the clank.
Yeah.
All right, the latest thing that's been going on over the last couple of years are gender reveal parties gone wrong.
Uh-oh.
We have another one.
Yeah.
A New Hampshire family's gender reveal party was such a blast that it rattled towns, set off reports of an earthquake, and could be heard from across the state line.
Wow.
Police in Kingston, New Hampshire, a town not far from the Massachusetts border, received reports of a loud explosion last Tuesday evening. So they responded to a query where they found people who acknowledged holding a gender reveal party with explosions.
No.
So they had a whole case of dynamite.
Yeah.
And they just set it off at one time. This seems to be the common thing at these gender reveal parties now.
Yeah.
In early February, a Michigan man died at a baby shower.
Wow.
So it wasn't a necessarily a gender reveal party, but it was, maybe they were revealing the gender. I don't know.
Yeah, that thing might have been.
But anyhow, in the excitement at the shower, someone set off a cannon.
Yeah.
To make a loud noise, and the cannon exploded, injuring many people and killing one.
Wow.
People are getting crazy at these gender reveal things.
Yeah.
It's amazing. As a matter of fact, earlier this month off the east coast of Cancun, Mexico, another gender reveal party. This one used a small plane, flew low over a lagoon, flying above the boat that the party was happening in, and everybody clapped as the plane released a pink cloud into the sky.
Yeah.
It was a gender reveal, and everyone in the boat cheered and yelled, "It's a girl."
Yay!
Then the plane flipped over and crashed into the pond, killing the pilot and the co-pilot.
Good God.
Telling you, gender reveal parties gone wrong.
Yeah.
Then in September of last year.
Wow. You mean this is another one?
Really, another one?
Yeah.
You may remember this one. September of last year. A smoke-generating pyrotechnic device was used at a gender reveal party.
Yeah.
And it started a wildfire.
Yeah.
That spread over 7,000 acres.
Good God.
So these gender reveal parties out of control.
Yeah.
Suburban parents are terrors. Mickey Gordon program. Sleazy Showbiz Report coming up. Wow, it's Mickey Gordon. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program. MyNet Radio. Time for a sleazy showbiz report here on this Monday. Mortal Kombat topped the weekend box office chart with a $22.5 million haul.
Wow. Yeah, nice.
It's impressive for an R-rated effort opening in the midst of the pandemic.
Well, the pandemic's starting to, you know, more people going back to the theaters. Once they got the vaccine, they can wear the mask.
So how do they eat the popcorn with the mask on?
Well, it's like this. You lift the mask up, you put in a piece of popcorn, drop the mask, you chew, and then you repeat.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
So Mortal Kombat number one. 1 year ago this week, there were no box office numbers.
Guys of the COVID.
Mm-hmm. 5 years ago this week, The Jungle Book was number one. 10 years ago, it was Rio.
Yeah.
20 years ago this week, Bridget Jones's Diary was number one.
Yeah.
I've watched that like 3 times during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Other stuff in the Sleazy Showbiz Report and Entertainment World and Celebrity Schlock. You've probably heard about rapper DMX.
Yeah.
He was from White Plains, New York. He had a heart attack and died.
Yeah. Terrible.
So they had a big funeral celebration for him over the weekend. Apparently it was quite emotional. And DMX.
Yeah.
He's the father of 15 children from 9 different women.
Wow.
Bit of alimony in there.
Man, talk about not playing it safe.
Apparently, these kids are all good and well-adjusted.
Yep.
It's not like one of those situations where, you know, dad's bad and then the kids are even worse.
Yeah.
But so it's too bad what happened to him. But, man, legacy.
Yeah, 15 children.
With 9 different women.
Bet there was a lot of anger there at times. He had to put up with a lot of yelling.
Probably. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
SNL has announced that Elon Musk, the billionaire mogul behind Tesla and SpaceX.
Yeah, we know who he is.
Elon is scheduled to make his hosting debut on May 8th on Saturday Night Live, or SNL, as I like to call it now. Musical guest will be Miley Cyrus.
There you have it. Billy Ray gonna be there.
I don't know if he travels with his daughter or not. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Yep.
Not so long ago, about 90% of American households had a VCR.
Yep.
Less than 0.5% of U.S. households now still have a VCR.
Yeah.
I actually have one, but haven't used it.
Yep.
The last movie to be produced on VHS format was A History of Violence, 2006.
Yeah, there you have it.
More celebrity schlock. The reboot of Father of the Bride is happening.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to redo them on the Steve Martin movie.
Yeah, without Steve Martin.
Yeah. Like anybody was in the film.
So the reboot of Father of the Bride is moving right along.
I've been waiting with bated breath.
And it's been announced that Gloria Estefan will co-star alongside Andy Garcia.
Yeah.
And that is all. More sleazy showbiz report stuff. LeVar Burton and Ryan Reynolds are going to star in Aviation Gin ad.
Yeah.
It's this stuff called Aviation Gin, something you shouldn't be drinking when flying. But Ryan and LeVar are starring in the ad, and that is all.
Yep. Pushing the gin. Yep.
Ellen DeGeneres will announce on today's show that she's selling two NFTs.
Oh, those NFT things.
One is a selfie of her holding an original artwork of a cat.
What? Huh?
No. I guess she drew a cat, so there's a selfie of that. You can buy it.
Yep.
And the other is of her monologue.
Yeah.
That's goofy, this stuff.
Yeah. Well, at least if she draws in the cash, the proceeds from the sales will be donated to Chief Jose Andreas World Central Kitchen and Food Relief Organization.
Nice.
So that's good. Mickey Gordon program, iNet Radio. One final note here from a sleazy showbiz report. Firefly, which everybody's been hoping would come back.
Yeah.
So their reboot of Firefly reportedly moving forward at Disney Plus. And that is all.
Come on, man.
Mickey Golden program from iNet Radio. More with Mickey coming up. Man, we got some stuff for you. Keep it here.
You're listening to the Mickey Gordon program.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon here with Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you very much.
The Professor Fatso Puny.
Hey, oh, wow.
Dr. Fauci with medical stuff.
Yeah. Wear a mask, get your vaccine.
And then we're supposed to wear the mask after we get the vaccine, right?
I would recommend that at least for a period of time until we got the herd immunity.
All right, man. I'll wear that mask. I got it on right now. See?
Very nice, Bill.
All right, time for some stuff for this Monday. You okay over there?
Yeah.
A survey by CareerBuilder.com finds that just over 1 in 10 workers, 13%, say that they arrive late to work at least once a week, and 24% say they arrive late at least once a month.
Wow.
1 in 5 admit to making up fake excuses to explain their tardiness.
Wow.
And not surprisingly, Monday is the most popular day for late arrivals.
Wow. That's true. I was late this morning.
Yes, you were. What was the reason?
My goldfish, it pooped in its bowl and I had to clean it out.
Oh, gotcha. Pooping goldfish.
You know, better than a ball brawl.
Ball brawl?
Ball brawl.
Are we going back to that again?
Yeah.
All right, hiring managers have provided the folks at CareerBuilder.com the following examples and the most unusual excuses employees offered for arriving late to work.
Yeah.
Here they are. I dreamed that I was fired, so I didn't bother to get out of bed.
Wow.
That makes sense.
I had to take the cat to the dentist.
That is another one, yes. Another one, I went all the way to the office and realized that I was still in my pajamas and had to go home to change.
Wow.
I couldn't find the right tie, and I had to wait for the stores open so I could buy one.
Yeah.
These are managers' examples of excuses from employees that are late.
Yeah.
Another one, I ran over a goat.
Bah! Is that right?
Maybe. I stopped for a bagel sandwich. The store was robbed. And the police required everyone to stay for questioning.
Yeah. How about I was arrested on the way to work? Yeah.
Another one is a bee flew in my car and attacked me and I had to pull over. Oh. Another one that they've seen. I wet my pants and went home to change.
Yeah. Did you wet your pants in the parking lot?
Maybe. Mickey Gordon program for Mind Air Radio. One of my excuses often was had a doctor's appointment and the doctor was running late.
Yeah.
That one usually works pretty good.
It's kind of legitimate, especially you tell him it's like the dentist or something.
Or a trip to the proctologist.
Maybe to see Dr. Fauci because you think you got the COVID.
It's possible.
My excuse is Hill punched me in the face.
You bastard.
Ow. Come on, baby.
Everybody's got an excuse. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. As you've probably heard, the housing market is super hot.
Yeah.
And it's a seller's market. If buying a house is in your near future, you probably still haven't gotten used to all of that fancy lingo the sellers use to describe every feature of the house.
Yeah.
So as a public service, a friend of ours who's a real estate agent told us what some of these terms really mean.
Yeah.
Deciphering real estate ad phrases. So here they are. When the ad says country feel in the city, that means the previous owner kept a cow in the basement.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
When the ad says wide open floor plan.
Yeah.
That means the previous owner tore down all the walls.
Yeah, that makes sense.
When the ad says updated bath, that means the tub no longer overflows.
Yeah.
When the ad says updated kitchen, that means the sink no longer overflows. When the ad says conveniently located, it means it's located right next to a freeway on-ramp.
Yeah.
And when the ad says security system, that means the neighbor has a dog.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio, a little bit of trivia.
Yeah.
One little trivia thing for you. Today, you use almost... Okay, let's try this again.
Take two. Can you edit that out?
Today, you use one almost every day, and you can buy a new one for as little as $5 or $10.
Yeah.
The first one in 1981 cost $20,000.
Wow.
So you can buy one today for $5 or $10. You use it every day, most likely.
Yeah.
And when this thing first was introduced in 1981, it cost $20,000.
Yeah.
What is it?
Not a clue. I couldn't tell you.
No idea, baby.
Professor?
No, I'm at a loss.
We are talking about a computer mouse.
Come on, man.
Kid you not. That's going dead for day for today. I can't talk, so.
Gibberish bugger.
Well, seems like it. Monday, that wraps it for us. We'll do it again tomorrow. Not Quite Famous Mickey Gordon program here from iNet Radio. Get the apps in the App Store. Get the, or the Play Store if you've got Android. Or you can just go to inetradio.com. That's the deal. We'll do it again tomorrow. Update you on what's happening in the world, things that you may have heard about, and many things you haven't heard about. Make it a good one. Now here's the big bald announcer, Ronald Demerson. It's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Copyright 2021 Internetwork. iNet Radio.